we can do nothing.
But when we humble ourselves, and I do, I ask you to help me to convey this message so that it'll come to life for them as you have tried to bring this life for me. And I'm asking you for this grace now, and eyes to see, ears to perceive, and truly an understanding of what your word is really saying to each of us. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to kind of taste a little bit about the book of Hebrews in chapter 10. You don't really need to go there, but if you have a reference, you can do that. And we're going to touch on one verse, verse 19 and 20. The first verse really is kind of a setup to the verse that I'm trying to press in. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, verse 20 is the all-important one. By a new and living way opened for us. Now, you remember, this was written 2,000 years ago. So at that time, this was a new and living way open for us. Then he says, through the curtain, that is his body. Now, this morning we talked about how Jesus was mutilated, ripped open. He was just tortured in every way humanly possible. He tasted every form of evil that you could do to a man. And I don't know how many times he tasted it, because I don't think there were numbers enough. All I know is the scripture says that he was sustained alive for a purpose. Now, when he died, the curtain that divided the most holy place and the Holy of Holies was ripped from top to bottom. It was 4 inches thick. So if you look at the breadth of your hand, that's the thickness of the curtain that separated the two rooms. That's an incredible reality. And it ripped from the top to the bottom. It did not rip from the bottom up. And I think we have a concept in our minds that, how could this be? How could a Heavenly Father go to such an extreme in order to purchase you and me, in order to pay? His ultimate goal was to rip the veil open and take it away. The body of the Lord went into the ground, and we talked about that the past few days. And then he pressed me to go to page 41 in Doug's book, No Veil. So if you have that book at home, you can rehearse this message. But I was really pressed to take it with you tonight. So I'm going to ask you to just close your eyes as I share with you some of his revelation. And it's really, really coming from Revelations 5:5 and Revelations 8:10. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book, or the scroll, and to loose the 7 seals thereof. And when he had taken the book, the 4 beasts and the 4 of the 20 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odor, or balm, if you wish, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and has made us unto our God kings and priests. We shall reign on the earth. made unto us and unto God kings and priests. You're made that by Him, not by you. Only the revelation of Jesus Christ can break open the seals of our understanding and loose the scrolls of our destiny, which is what's been written about us in the realm of the Spirit. You say, I don't understand. Well, check out Jeremiah chapter 1, and Jeremiah had the same problem as you, brains, logic, trying to understand who you really are in Christ is impossible with this block that you have on top of your shoulders. It's not going to happen. Because I'll tell you, every time I've tried, I can tell you that I have failed miserably. And He wiggled out of the box every single time, and He knows how to do it again and again. So if you think you got it all put together, I've got news for you. Park it. You know the park button on your car? Park the brain there and leave it there. And let Him minister to you. I saw tonight, the wild horses are the brains going around and around and around and around, and no discipline. And that's the Christians that are walking around, running and running and running and doing and doing and doing, and never stopping to let the download come in. And that download is that you have to stop. You've got to get off the merry-go-round. For what is revealed in the sounding of the seven trumpets and the seven seals is the mystery hidden for ages. Christ in you, plural. The corporate Son of the Lord. The corporate body and Son of Christ. But in the days of the voice of the seven angels, when He shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, and He had declared to His servants the prophets. Revelation 10:7. John was catching a clue. In the verse above, we encounter a prophetic picture of the new creation man from the four corners of the earth. The four living creatures operating in maturity, apostolic governmental order, and in agreement, elders in maturity. This mature son in humility worships the Lamb. Who shall open the seals of the scroll of destiny? Why does He have to do it? Because you ain't got the brains to do it. And there's not a book written that's already capable of doing it. He, by His Spirit, will do this work, if you let Him. Although they are a corporate son, each has a harp and a bowl. The corporate anointing is released as each worships and offers up prayers as one sound. In other words, like an orchestra, each one giving out what he or she has. This song is a prophetic proclamation of the Father's purpose in this hour. Loosing the seals of the Adamic self-life. Try it on for size. Close your eyes for a moment. Say, my Adamic self-life. And all the things that are underneath. Will be loosed by the Holy Ghost. Because of Jesus. Because the Father has purposed this. For this season. In the church. It is to reveal the scroll. Of destiny. Which comprises of many sons. After the order of Melchizedek. Yes, the scroll of the book is a people. The sons of God is a people. The heavenly Jerusalem is the same people. Just different titles describing His bride. Are you catching a clue? You can name all these names. And they're only saying about the mature son that He's trying to bring up. Listen again. Yes, the scroll of the book is a people, living epistles to be read by all, who walk as kings and priests in the earth. Walk means they proceed, they go forward. These are normal everyday people, moms, bankers, students, factory workers, medical workers, ministers, etc., who understand, and though they walk in the earth, They are seated at the right hand of the Father in Christ. They're in the anointing. They're with the Lord day in and day out, on the job and off the job. Got a clue? Marketplace. Oh, I'm only in the store. What am I doing here? You're there because you are a representative as a king and a priest. Don't go there as a mere human being. It ain't going to work for you. Tell your neighbor, get used to being a king and a priest. They are extending the merciful and just rule of the kingdom in their sphere of influence. The workplace, the home front. Oh, I can't stand going to work. Well, guess what? Don't go as yourself. Go as a king and a priest. Oh, what am I going to do with those yo-yos? Pray for them, intercede for them, lift them up before the Lord. Take the general manager of the whole place and start praying for him in the Ghost, in the Holy Ghost, not out of your head, because your head might get in the way. Oh, I should have heard a couple of amens. Amen. How many know people in authority can really stick it to you? Thank you. Intercede. That's your priesthood. And declare that they will be changed and saved. Wouldn't it be nice to have them in the kingdom and change? Mm-hmm. Instead of with the attitude problem they got? That should give you a clue they need prayer.
Amen. Whoops.
I stepped on somebody's toes. Somebody didn't like that, but I got news for you. If you don't like it, it's still the job you got. They are extending the merciful and just rule of the kingdom in their sphere of influence, workplace, and home front. They are kings ruling in the throne of David in mercy. The throne of David is a throne of mercy. Mercy triumphs over your judgment of them and their judgment of you. And justice. And they are priests who release the glory of God in the earth by manifesting the nature of Christ. Well, if you're manifesting the nature of Christ, guess what? You're going to be lovable. You're going to be full of compassion and mercy. Even if they are mistreating you. Just because God is trying to show you they need intercession. And that's the reason you're there. And until you have completed your mission there, you're not going anywhere. I remember one person saying to me, I can't stand my boss. I said, praise God, it's time for you to intercede. I don't want to pray for that SOB. I said, wait a minute. He could become a son of God instead of an SOB. Huh? I said, let's pray. Oh, I don't want to. You have no idea what that person has done to me. I mean, they have blah, 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 blah. I mean, I listened to the whole rampage. And I said, finally, would you do me a favor? Oh, yes, Kim. I said, shut up. Shut up. I mean, I've had it. I said, now, do you speak in tongues? Oh, yes. Okay, Scripture says, Romans 8, when you intercede in the Spirit for those that you can't stand, God will pray through you without attitude.
Amen.
Okay. How many have a problem with attitude sometimes? Thank you. When you're praying in the Spirit without attitude, the Holy Ghost is going to do something. A few weeks later, I get a telephone call from the person said, by the way, my boss is planning on coming to church. Would you mind anointing that person? You know what I felt like doing?
In the bottle, so
I had a very dedicated spot for my foot. And it wasn't their mouth. Because you see, they had taken their stubbornness and shut it down. They had taken their attitude and stepped on it. They had taken their self-life and given it a kick. And there was a change in atmosphere. They are kings ruling in the throne of David in mercy and justice. They are priests who release the glory of God in the earth by manifesting the nature of Christ. It is the new song that is the catalyst for loosing those seals that keep the mystery, Christ in us, corporately, Christ in us, from being revealed. Yes, Christ is the only one who is worthy to loose those seals. But just as singers send out before a conquering army, this new song prepares the way. This is why the restoration of the tabernacle of David is paramount to bringing God's purpose to bear in the earth. It goes far beyond just establishing houses of continual praise and prayer. Rather, it is prophetically calling out redemption over every tribe, tongue, people, and nation. There is a new song stirring in the spirit of multitudes all over the globe. Intercessors are birthing it. Prophets are proclaiming it. Apostles are bringing scriptural validation concerning it. Musicians are playing it, and singers are singing it. Let this new song pierce the atmosphere and bring God's purpose to fruition. The unveiling of a mature corporate son, kings and priests in the earth, say, wow, what a new job I got. I am restoring that which has fallen down and has lain in ruin. I am restoring the tabernacle of David in this day. Yes. Try it on. Say yes.
Yes.
Yes. I am restoring the tabernacle of David. It has fallen down. But by God's grace, I'll pick it up. With intimate worship. Dominion releasing of praise. And I am restoring yet more. I am restoring a tabernacle with no veil. No hiding place for his glory. Fully open. Hallelujah. Now here's the scripture I gave you earlier. Have you not read that the new and living way, made available through the veil, that is to say the flesh of my son, was the veil in the temple not rent, and was the flesh life of my son not rent, as his soul was poured out as an offering? Why waste it? Even so, I am raising up a people whose flesh is torn or rent, who do not labor under soulish attachments. I want my way. Haven't you figured it out yet? Yes. But I would say, get over it. They are my tabernacle with no veil. Who is the tabernacle with no veil? You and you and you and you and me. In this tabernacle shall I manifest my glory. My nature for all to see.
Oh, you don't want to look at me early in the morning, especially when I haven't got this on. I haven't had my second cup of coffee. Oh, I'm having a problem.
Guess what? Put your veil back on. I don't want to look at you. Go back into the old covenant. That's where you belong. Have I not decreed that my glory shall fill the earth? Which earth?
Yes, sir.
I can remember years back, there was a particular song we used to sing, and we'd say, you know, let thy kingdom come in the earth. And I said, Lord, I'm singing it different than what the word says in the book. Let thy kingdom come, which earth? This earth first. Oh, Heavenly Father, send your spirit down and touch the earth. Not the rocks. Maybe the rock of your head. That could be a good beginning. But then your heart, if it's as hard as a rock, he can break it. He'll open it up and pour his love into it. Amen?
Amen.
My nature for all to see. Have I not decreed that my glory shall fill the earth and every eye shall see my appearing? I am bringing this about as my glory is released through tabernacles with an S, with no veils. That manifests my nature to the nations. Does not all creation groan in anticipation of mature sons coming forth? Not 200 years from now. How about tomorrow? How about tonight? Have I not decreed the consummation of all things in Christ? So it shall be, as I raise up a tabernacle with no veil, a tabernacle not made with hands, a tabernacle in which my fullness dwells, that I may gather the nations to myself. Will you be that tabernacle with no veil? Will you lose your soulish life, that you may again gain my life? That I may manifest my glory through you? Will you be my instrument to bear my glory to the nations? Will you fulfill your destiny? If you're ready to declare that, I want you to stand. I want you to lift your hands to Him. Say, my free will decision tonight, is to be a tabernacle with no veil. With no ulterior motive. No way am I going to seduce my way through life. I would prefer to lose my soulish life, that I may gain my life that you have already provided, and manifest your glory through me. And I will be your instrument to bear your glory to the nations. And it starts tonight. Let your glory rule through me. And I will not be what the world says I am. I am what God says I am. And today I'm stepping into my end time destiny. A tabernacle with no veil and no ulterior motive. Holy Spirit, I need a lot of grace. This is not going to be done in an instantaneous miracle. It's a process. So I'm willing to go with it. To glorify your name. And I'm expecting signs and wonders. And the Comforter and the Counselor to be on the job. Inside of my heart. Amen?
Amen.
In my life, Lord, be glorified. Be glorified in my life, Lord. Be glorified today. And may His anointing take you home safely. May His anointing that He has prepared for this seventh day, this incredible day of feasting that we are now entering in, let it go deeper and deeper as the Holy Spirit wants it to go, way down into the deep parts of my spirit and my soul.
Amen. Amen.
That's what He gave me. Oh, don't do that. There's one for both. There's one for both.
You have no idea how happy I yelled. I heard it. That's what it means. Okay. Oh, no. So we'll be here tomorrow morning. You'll be here tomorrow morning, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I
didn't
know Patrick had coffee.
You did.
Judy helped. Oh, you get on either side of the door and scared the day like that on a Sunday morning. He almost got burnt.
That was funny.
Well, all we were going to do is give him a shot. Never thinking he's coming out with a coffee. Oh, you know, you never know better, my friend. Ellen, you should see sometimes when we run up the stairs, see who can get in the back seat first in Gil's car. I feel like a 12-year-old sometimes. Linda's seen us, right, Linda? Run up the stairs.
Yeah, they're partying next door, and I think they're coming from down, from upstairs down.
They're getting louder.
Tabernacle with no veil, huh? Interesting. It is interesting. It's his way, and he does it well. And it's going to free many things within. Because I know I tried it. And I didn't feel like it for a while because of circumstances that I was involved in. And I heard a little bit of what you said there this morning, and I thought, oh my God, this guy's having a hard time even on a job. That's you, man. So intercede. Let your spirit rule.
My mother was asthmatic.
Oh,
another one on Facebook. Another owl. I think you do those owl things intentionally just to drive me nuts.
I did it already.
Oh, I still shut off. So you took my job.
Like pulling off a mask. Haven't happened that much anymore.
But it tries in the corners of. My cousin used to get that in here, and sometimes in here, and in the between the toes.
In the back of my head.
In the back of your head too.